Chapter 18. The End of the Adventure. The entire flat was in chaos. In every room the drawers were open, and there were clothes and other articles on the floor.
"Obviously Marcel was here before the show," said Jay. "I didn't hide the jewellery here, but of course Marcel didn't know that, and he came here to find it."
"And when he couldn't find the jewellery in the flat, he went to the theatre to find you," said Pierre.
"Why didn't Marcel wait until after the show and come back to the flat with me?" asked Jay. "Before the show, he was convinced that I was Carsten Peters. What happened? Why did he change his mind?"
"I don't know the answer to that question, Jay," said Pierre. "When we go to the police station, maybe we'll get more information."
Pierre helped Jay to clean the cut on his head. Then Jay dressed in Carsten's clothes, and the two walked to the police station. Marcel and Jay sat at a big table at the police station with Eve and a detective. The jewellery box was in the centre of the table.
"I won't say anything until I talk to my lawyer," said Marcel.
Eve stood up.
"Come with me," he said to Marcel. "You can wait for your lawyer in a cell."
The detective turned to Jay.
"Thank you for helping us, Jay," he said. "Now we know Marcel is the leader of the group of thieves. You helped us a lot."
"What will happen to him?" asked Jay.
"He'll be accused of robbery," replied the detective. "But Jay, he didn't want to shoot you. He didn't have a gun. He had a silver-coloured mobile phone. You were nervous, so when he took the phone from his pocket, you believed it was a gun."
"But how did he know about me?" asked Jay. "I look exactly like Carsten Peters. How could he know?"
"We don't know that, Jay," said the detective. "Something happened after Marcel met you, so he knew you weren't Carsten. When Marcel's lawyer gets here, we'll interrogate Marcel, and we'll get the answers to that question, and to all our other questions."
Suddenly, Jill entered the room. Jay was very happy to see her.
"Hello, Jay," said Jill.
She saw the cut on Jay's head.
"What happened?"
she asked. "I got hurt, but I'm okay," answered Jay.
"Thank goodness," said Jill. "I was worried about you. I just talked to Detective Potter. You'll return to England on the next flight."
"Me? What about you?" asked Jay.
"I'm staying here for a short time," answered Jill. "I've got some work to do, and then I'm going to have a holiday."
"What about the jewellery?" asked Jay.
"Don't worry about it," said Jill. "The police will send it back to the jewellery shop in England."
She turned to the detective.
"Is there anything else you need from Jay?" she asked.
"No, there isn't. You can go now," said Pierre. "Thank you again for helping us, Jay. Now that you've got some experience with detective work, maybe you can help the police again one day."
"And thank you," said Jay. "Now I've really got something exciting to write about on my university application form."
Jill and Jay left the police station.
"What's going to happen now, Jill?" asked Jay.
"Now we'll wait for a taxi to take us to the airport," said Jill. "You'll return to London, and I have to go back to the theatre."
"This was a great adventure, Jill," said Jay. "Maybe it will help me get into university. I can write about how I helped the police. The universities will like that. Will we see each other again?"
"Well, now that you've got some experience, maybe you'll come to London and model during the summer holidays," said Jill. "But Jay, there's something you must do in order to work as a model."
"What's that?" asked Jay.
"Lose a little weight," said Jill,
and they both laughed.